With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yay, 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 yay. So glad you're back. So glad you're here. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically, the space where we get real, we go deep, we show up as our full selves without shame or apology. That's what we do. I'm your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes, and today's episode is one we all need to hear. Money mistakes women don't realize they're making. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about money. Not just budgeting and saving, but the deep stuff. Let's talk about it. The deep stuff on how we feel about money, how we handle money, and how we might unknowingly sabotage our own financial freedom. Let's talk about it, right? The truth is, many women are making small, avoidable mistakes with money. Not because we're careless or incapable. No, not at all. But because we're never taught, whether it's undercharging, emotional spending, avoiding investment, or trusting others with our finances without understanding them ourselves, these missteps are costing us more than we realize. So why is this so important, right? Why does this topic matter? Because money remains one of the most powerful tools of independence and influence. Yet, many women are not taught how to manage, grow, or protect it. This leads to patterns of scarcity, undercharging, and avoidance that keeps women, that is, from fully stepping into their power. Yes, it's about our power and owning our power. It's about me owning me, you owning you, and being you. That's what I'm talking about. And money plays a role in this, no doubt. But having these open conversations like this one we're about to do right now will break generational cycles, rewrite limiting beliefs, and empower women all over the place to become unapologetically financial free. So today, we're diving in with a guest who knows from experience about money. Together, we're going to unpack the unspoken habits that are blocking abundance, and we're going to talk about how we can shift into unapologetic financial power. So with that, oh my goodness, I can't wait to introduce you to our guest. I can't wait. So we say this, we have a phenomenal guest. I always find phenomenal guests to come on our podcast. And so today, I have one for you. All right. So I'm not going to make you wait any longer. I'm going to introduce you to our phenomenal guest. Ready? Okay. Here goes. So our guest for today's episode is a seasoned early childhood educator with 2 decades of experience, currently serving with the District School Board of Niagara in Ontario, Canada. She is also a published children's author and the founder of OLLI, a unique brand that fuses early learning with wellness. Doesn't that sound exciting? Her work, whether in the classroom, through her engaging books, or as an entrepreneur, is centered on one core mission: to champion and elevate early education. From her culturally rich children book, Meet My Africa, to the innovative Alphabet water bottle, Ayo designs tools and experiences that nurture curiosity, build literacy, and encourage healthy habits in young minds. Please, please, you guys, help me to bring on our amazing guest, Ayo Wilson.
Hi, Dr. Kim.
Hey, sweetie pie.
Thank you for having me. You look beautiful, by the way.
Beg your pardon?
You look beautiful, by
Ooh,
the
thanks for the no one. Yay! Yay! Thank you, my dear. It is such a pleasure. I paused in that because I wanted to make sure I pronounced your name right.
Yeah.
If I didn't, I'll say it again. It's Ayo
Very
Wilson.
right. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I get it right because, my name's easy. Kim, you can't mess it up, right? Not
You got
even,
it right.
right, exactly. So, with that, welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Can you please take a moment and share with our guests, our listeners, that is, how we met?
All right. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for bringing me here. I feel so honored. Thank you so much. So we met this past March at the Enterprising Women Conference in Nashville. I saw you. You were helping with registration. You were so bubbly, happy, welcoming. I just loved your energy. And after the conference, you reached out to me again, and we've stayed connected since then.
Yeah, that was an amazing conference where I got to meet a lot of women from Africa, which was so moving to me. And because, it's like, oh, these are my people. Like, hey, right? And then it was just even more exciting to know that some of you were in Rwanda, some of you are in Canada, Uganda, like over the place. And that was wow. It was just amazing. And from that, me meeting the women, I had an opportunity to go to Africa. So I know I have to tell you all about it. It was absolutely phenomenal. And sometimes, like, I'm lost for words to really talk about it, like, because it was just so, oh, it was so moving, life impacting. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes. For being here. I'm so grateful that you're here. So with that, how about we just jump in? Let's jump into this conversation that we're
Let's go.
having today, right? All right. So let me ask you this to get the dialogue going and the juices flowing. What are some of the most common money mistakes you see that women are making without realizing it? And you can also, not only women, but what are some of the common that you made without realizing it?
Yeah, you see, one big, that's a very big question because I've been quite a lot of mistakes myself with money. I'm still learning as I go. But one major one that I noticed is, not having clear financial goals. Like many women, we are so good with, the day-to-day expenses and all of that. But a lot do not remember, like investment, retirement. What's going to happen? You're not going to be 40 forever. You're not going to be 50 forever. What happens later on? How are you planning towards the future? Another thing that I noticed, lifestyle creep. Like, okay, you just got a raise at work and then suddenly new shoes, fancy restaurants. And we know what happens when your spending is rising with your income. We are not going anywhere. So I see that a lot. And I've also been there before, to be honest with you.
Got it. No. And I love the fact that, you indicated financial goal, right? Because what I find, and for me, it was because I wasn't taught, right? My mother did not teach us about money. And so, right. And so it's something that doesn't happen. So one of the things that I had, and I think we'll talk about this a little bit more too, is a limiting belief that I can't acquire money. And because of my upbringing and all of that. And so I want to ask, like, can you share about how, like, emotions or upbringing influence our habits with money? Because I got something to share, but I want you to share, like, our emotions, come into play, and even our upbringing with our influence of our surroundings, that plays a part in
Yeah,
how
it
we
does.
deal with money. So please share.
Yeah, when you're from a home, for example, that talks about money openly in a positive way as a tool to help you thrive and reach your goals, is very different. It does something to you. It builds your confidence. Some parents even involve their children with budget making and all of that. It affects your relationship with money. But you see it as not something to be afraid of. It's not something, to see as a negative thing. Now, on the other side, if you are from a home where all you hear most of the time, we can afford this, we can afford that. You see, here, guilty as charged, it also affects your relationship with money because you take this scarcity mindset to your adulthood. Then, even when you have, you feel like you don't have enough because you're afraid it's going to run out. I'm going to be out of money. So it stresses you, and then you keep trying to find more. So it does a lot. And also, I don't know, maybe you've noticed that when you went to Africa, Africans, we have, strong family ties. Sometimes the eldest child in the family or the most financially, successful becomes the third parent. Like you're helping with the rent, you're helping raising your siblings. And it's good. It comes from a place of love. You want to be supportive. But sometimes it becomes like an expectation, like, and then it becomes a burden on you and drains you. So I experienced that as well. So that, yeah, our background can affect the way we see money and our relationship with money.
Absolutely. And so for my family, we had it was a single parent home, and it was never enough. Like you said, she never had the amount of money. Like, I don't have money. I don't have enough. Like, and so I created the mindset of I can't generate money. Like, it's never enough. I was afraid of it. And I had to do a mindset shift so that I could really begin to learn about money, right? To understand what that is all about. And so, in our American culture, it's not like you were saying, where in your culture, you had to depend on support, right? In that aspect, like help. Like, we did help, but it wasn't like as strong. Like you said, it wasn't expected of us as we got older. And so, with that, I want to share how that led to me undervaluing myself. And so, why do you feel so many women undervalue their time, their skills, or their services when it comes to money?
I feel like social conditioning plays a big role. Like, women, we've been taught, not to ask too much, to be cooperative, supportive, and all of that. So sometimes we are just happy to have a seat at the table, to have this opportunity. Finally, I got this contract. And we are not worrying about the rest. I've seen friends who signed contract that they did not even take their time to read through. Just because, they were just happy to be working with this company. So we kind of undervalue ourselves that way. Like, no, you need to negotiate. If you think there's something that's not right in your contract or in this agreement, you should be able to ask questions. But, it's social conditioning. It takes time to get out of that. Another thing I noticed is, not self-doubt. Sometimes you feel, oh, I'm not qualified enough. I'm not really educated enough. Oh my goodness, my accent, how would it, you undervalue yourself that way, you're like always putting yourself down and you're not even realizing it. Like, you can speak up, you can negotiate because you feel like you're not worthy enough. So like I said, like this is something I've experienced myself. So those are the things I noticed, yeah.
That is so amazing. And so all of this plays a part. All of it plays a huge part in our relationship
Yeah.
with money and how Like, I know for me that it truly caused me to undervalue who I am, because just that mindset and that belief that I have is it's not enough also spilled in to me feeling that I wasn't enough, that I wasn't enough. And so can you share a money mistake, right, that you personally made, and how did you bounce back from it?
So we're just going to focus on the latest one, because if you want the old list, we don't have enough time. So, you know, I got my book published last year, March, and I was just happy that I could share Africa with the world, you know, take diversity into different schools. So I got invited, you know, for presentation at different places, but I never tried. I would just go for free. I was just happy. Like we just said about undervaluing ourselves. I was just happy to be there. But at some point, I think it was my husband that called my attention to it. Wait, because sometimes I had to travel like 2 hours going to some places, 2 hours coming back. And, you know, sometimes once in a while I get, you know, honorariums, yeah, but it's not consistent. But then after chatting with my husband, I had a shift in my mindset. Like, wait, it's totally okay to let them know what the rates are. There's nothing wrong in that. In fact, it might even make life easier for them, so they don't have to worry about what you have to give or, you know, have that discussion about money. So since then, thank God for my husband who brought that to my attention. I'm like, you're right. When I go into that space, I'm not sure anyone in that room is working free that day. That's my entire day out there, not getting paid. And then I have to put fuel in my gas in my, you know, vehicle and all of that. So I had to take time to understand that it is okay to let people know where I charge for my business. And now I did it and everyone is paying and we're all living happily ever after, you know.
You know what? That's it. You know, I think the experience of recognizing that we can't give everything, well, the experience of giving away stuff, right, for free, because of course we want their feedback. We want them as customers, right? And so we're willing to give free away our stuff for free. But then there comes a time when we have to say, whoa, wait a minute. And so thank God for husbands, right? Because I have one too.
Thank God. And you know, it doesn't even mean that, okay, maybe there's a space that really needs me there and I know I can go and they don't have they can afford me. That doesn't mean, oh no, you don't pay, I don't show up. I can still do that, but I just have to understand that it's okay too, because that shows that I'm also valuing my work, right?
Yeah, it is so important. So how can women who have the scarcity mindset like myself, how can we begin to shift from the scarcity mindset into an abundant mindset, especially if they've struggled in the financial arena or financially before? I know it was a huge mindset shift for me. So I just want you to share, how can women begin to move from scarcity mindset into an abundance one when they know, like before them, all they see is a financial struggle?
I know. It takes time. Imagine even for, you know, charging for my visits, it took my husband to, like, you know, sit me down and let me know that, you know, it's okay. It takes time. I would say start by, you know, surrounding yourself with people who talk positively about money. Could be mentors, it could be at a network that you met them. Find or listening to a podcast like yours, you need to connect yourself with people who talk positively about money. And then count your blessings. You may not be where you're planning to go yet, but all the little steps, that little progress that you've made. For example, I have my water bottle on Amazon. Sometimes sales are going up, sometimes. And whenever I get any sale, because I get notification when someone buys, even if it's just one water bottle, it makes me happy. I write it down, because you know what? The fact that someone comes to buy something I created myself is a kind of validation. It makes you happy. And again, if they come back again as a second time buyer, then it's like, hallelujahs. So little progress that we make, we should write it down. Have a journal. It could be, you know, maybe getting a discount on something. It's progress. Oh, you could have paid like $50 for it. You were able to get a discount for $20. That's financial breakthrough to me, you know. And maybe you were able to pay off this loan. That's financial breakthrough to me. So you need to write it down, all the little progress we make along the way, because it's not going to happen overnight. It takes time. But celebrate the little progress and keep, you know, keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear you saying take baby steps.
Take baby steps. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to happen overnight, although it requires a mindset shift. Like you have to think differently, but also in thinking differently, surround yourself with people who think, like you said, who think positive about money. But I love the fact that you said celebrate the baby steps. That's what I heard you say. Celebrate the baby steps, write it down. And when you see it, because sometimes we don't see it. We're just in it. We're just going and we're going and we're going and we don't see it. We don't stop. Take the assessment. And so that's what I hear you saying. And then after you write it down and you're paying attention to it, when you do see that you got a discount, like you said, celebrate that. When you do pay off a loan, celebrate that, right? And I'm all for celebration. I'm just saying, I love to celebrate. So no, I get that. Let's bring it to a day-to-day or a weekly type of habit in a sense. So can you share maybe a few daily or a weekly habit that you have that you can recommend to women so that they can stay intentional, right, and empowered with money?
Number one, before you make that big purchase, check your account balance. Check what you can afford. Like, cut your cost according to your size. Not because my friend is carrying a Gucci bag, I want to carry one. You know you can afford it. You're not even paying
for it. Because I love Coach bags, but I got you.
I can't afford it yet, so I don't even go to Gucci stores. So you need to check what you have. Can I afford it before you make that decision? Don't be emotional when it comes to spending, you know. Just, you have to check. Another thing about accounts, again, is not just checking if you can afford. Check your transactions. Some years ago, true story, I wasn't that kind of person that would go into my online banking and check what came out and what came in. Even if I went, maybe I wanted to check for specific, you know, information, or I want to check my password, but I never sat down to look. To me, it's like too much work, like going through every detail. So one time I went into my account and something caught me in my eyes. I was like, what's going on? I saw the name of this company. Like, what company is this? They've been removing money from my account for 11 months. And I did not know that. I'm telling you. So I kept going back. What? I felt ashamed of myself, like 11 times, 11 months. I didn't even realize that. So I had to go to my bank. My bank was able to, I kept, like my children, they were young then. They didn't do that. My husband was not even aware of the company. And they didn't. So how it happened, did that, you know, sometimes on the internet, I don't know, maybe I touched something by accident. I can't explain up till now because it's a service I never used. Anyways, so I had to go to my bank and they were able to get me back just 3 months of this payment. The rest, we could not do anything about it. So every day or weekly, make sure you go, because something funny might be happening and you are not even aware of it. You just feel like, oh, I'm getting poorer and poorer, but you don't know why. So you need to take your time. It's very quick. Maybe before you sleep at night, or if you want to do it weekly, it's okay. But make sure you check the account for the transactions and then check that account before you make any big purchase.
Yes, I've heard of that situation happening. If I'm not mistaken, I'm quite sure it occurred with me as well. It's just been a time, because now I do pay attention and make sure. And it's a little like, well, they made it easier for us because a lot of the things are online. When I say a lot of things, a lot of our bank accounts and things like that is online. So it is easier for us to log in and to look. I've always been the person who liked to have the bill in my hand so I can look at it. And I'm gradually moving away from that. And so now, instead of having when mail come, it's like this thick, right? It's now in a little, you know, I just get a couple of envelopes because I have moved from paper bills to online. Plus, I want to save a tree because, you know, we can save.
I know. Save the planet. Save the planet.
Exactly. Exactly. This has been phenomenal. So what I would like you to do is just give a key takeaway for our listeners. If there is one financial truth that you wish every woman knew, what would it be?
I would say we should understand that if you do not take charge of your money, it's going to control you.
Say that again, please. You gotta say that again.
If you don't take charge of your money, it's going to control you.
Mm.
So we have to be intentional, like every little decision that we make, like every step that we take, like setting financial goals and all of that. We can change your future eventually, but you have to start somewhere and you have to be intentional about it. It just doesn't happen like overnight, abracadabra, you know, you're financially, you know, capable of, you know, everything right now. You have to take charge. Like, no, I'm going to take charge of my finances, my money, because I won't let it control me. And you start by taking those baby steps. Start with having a goal. And you know what? It's going to turn around for you. But you have to be intentional about it, because it doesn't happen just like that.
Right. It doesn't fall out of the sky. Or like my mother used to always say, money don't grow on trees.
No, it doesn't. We wish, but it doesn't.
Exactly. Oh, I truly appreciate your valuable feedback and the wisdom that you shared. Hey, can you please take this moment and share with our listeners? First, I want you to tell them more about your book. I want them to learn more about your bottle, right, that I talked about, and you touched on it a little bit. But also, tell them how can they connect with you if they want to reach out and get more, tap into more of your wisdom. Before you even start, please feel free to share your website, your email address, your LinkedIn, like any social media platforms. If you want to share your telephone number or whatever, please, all of that, it's up to you. So please share.
All right. So I wear so many hats, like you already said. I'm an ECE. I work with the school board as a in the kindergarten room. I'm also a children's book author of Meet My Africa, a book that I wrote because my students had so many questions about this beautiful continent. So it's available anywhere books are sold, Barnes & Nobles, Indigo, Amazon, is available. The title is Meet My Africa. Because I believe if we introduce children from the very young age to diversity, they grow up to be more accepting, more caring adults. So I made that book to introduce them to Africa. And my water bottle is also on my website, and it's also on Amazon. My website is www.ayoli.com. That's my website. And I'm also on Instagram as Author Ayo Wilson. Author Ayo Wilson. So that's it.
Your first and last name.
Yeah.
Ayo Wilson. First and last name. Awesome. Well, this has definitely been a pleasure. And so I just want to say thank you so much for
being
a guest to our invitation to come and share and give value and share your wisdom.
You're welcome. You know, you make me feel comfortable. Oh, this is my first time, by the way.
Nobody knew, except you shared it. And it's okay. You did an absolutely wonderful job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, my listeners, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. I'm back. Whew. That was powerful. Thank you, IU Wilson, for being our guest, as well as for your transparency. Thank you for your wisdom and your practical insight. See, this conversation is not only a wake-up call, but it's also an invitation. And so thank you. All right, you guys, let's just recap some of the takeaways from this particular episode, like some of the juicy stuff, right? Women, many women are unintentionally losing money because of habits rooted in fear, rooted in self-doubt, and rooted in the lack of information. So you definitely want to be informed. Emotional regulation. Look, I had an episode on emotional regulation, but here I'm using it here to say it is the key in financial decision-making. Undervaluing ourselves and undervaluing our worth. See, that's not humility at all. It's financial sabotage. You don't need to be perfect with money. Mm-mm. No, you just need to be present and intentional with it. And most of all, let's not have the fear of money or that mindset that there's not enough or we're not enough. So these are some things that you can do. Well, this is what I want you to keep in mind, but I want you to do some things for today, like right this moment. So what can you do? I'm always going to give you some action steps. First thing I want you to do is track every dollar you spend, right? Ayo said it. She said, pay attention to your account. Pay attention to your transactions. Pay attention to that. So track every dollar that you spend for the next 30 days. Make a commitment, because awareness is everything. And you definitely don't want 11 months to go by, right? Ayo shared how 11 months went by and she did not know that money was coming out of her account, and she was only able to recover 3 months of those 11 months. So awareness is key. Set a weekly money date with yourself where you're reviewing your finances. And if a weekly is too much for you, do it every other week. Check in with your goals. Are you meeting your goals? Remember, Ayo said, write things down. Right? Are you checking your goals? She also said, celebrate them too, right? So write them down, check in with them, reflect on how your money is flowing, and celebrate the baby steps. Celebrate the baby steps. Start charging what you are worth. When it comes to you selling your products, you are more than enough. And I need you to start charging what you are worth unapologetically. Don't owe anyone an explanation or apology for what you charge and what you feel you rightfully deserve for the service that you provide. Do the math, okay? And own your value. That's what I want you to start doing right now, today. This is what you can do. Why? Because society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, right? Self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. And most of the time, what do? We push things away. We dumb down. We run high and high. We don't want to address. We don't want to deal with it. We just go with the flow. But you are you unapologetically. And that means being true to who you were created to be and not allowing people's opinions to affect how you show up in life. People are going to talk about you. They're going to talk. They're going to talk. They're going to talk. Let them talk, because you have no time to be intimidated by the presence of others and think little of yourself. Mm-mm. So when you show up without pretense and hesitation, I'm telling you right now, the world can't dull your glamour. They'll try, but they can't. And most importantly, you will be inspired. You will be empowered. You will be moved to shine your light, to share your light, and help others to tap into their own brilliance. So let's all agree to put an end to this disparaging mindset, right? And begin to own your authentic self. Let's do that. Join me here for another episode in this safe space, right? Where I initiate influential conversations about what? About what? About you being you, right? Because you are you unapologetically. And no one is better at being you than you. No one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Ayo, so much for being here. Thank you for joining and sharing your wisdom, your value. Thank you so much. We honor that you were here. And to my listeners, now, if this episode resonated with you, which it should, or someone that you know, share it with them. Share it with them. By having open conversations, remember, we break generational curse, generational cycles. We rewrite limiting beliefs, right? And we empower women. We empower you, me, everyone to become unapologetically financially free. That's what this is all about. So until next time, take care of yourself. Honor how we feel about money. Honor it. Unless, don't fear it, honor it. It's okay. Honor how we handle it and how we might unknowingly sabotage our own financial freedom. With that, I want you to keep being you unapologetically, because no one else can. I promise that. Ciao, ciao for now. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility. so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.